Alaskans who had a unique vantage point at yesterday's inaugural ceremonies in Washington, D.C. are reflecting on their experiences. Two groups represented Alaska in the inaugural parade. More than 20 people came from Barrow with the Siri Manachuat dance group. They were the only Alaska Native group in the parade and rode a float down the route, eventually making their way to the stands where President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle, and Vice President Joe Biden watched with others. Member Robert Ockpick, Jr. says it was an amazing experience.
We saw the president face to face, about maybe 10 feet away. We got to wave at him and eye to eye contact, which was totally awesome. We loved it.
Ockpick had the honor of dancing before the new president. He performed to a song written by his grandfather just for the occasion called Obama. Ockpick says it expresses gratitude to the new president. While thousands of people crammed together to watch the parade go through Washington yesterday, millions watched it on television. Ockpick says friends and family in Barrow saw them perform from thousands of miles away.
Our people from Barrow called us on our cell phones and told us how amazing it was to see us on national television, to be in front of the newly elected president of the United States of America.
In addition to the Barrow dancers, a marching band came from Colony High School in Palmer. 19-year-old senior Joy Milkey says they got up long before dawn to catch a bus to the staging area and then spent hours in the cold waiting for the parade to start. But Milkey says it was definitely worth it.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Like, my heart was throbbing. Just like, we're going to go by the president. And I didn't really see him, but I knew he was there. He was waving to us, he was looking at us, and that our band, we played our best. We put our whole heart into it because we knew we worked so hard to get here.
The Colony High School marching band played Traveling Band by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Milkey plays the flute, but says she was impressed by some of the girls in the band who play bigger instruments like the tuba and had to carry them throughout the whole day.